The measure introduced this week would have the State Public Service Commission come up with rules that would regulate the construction and operation of wind turbines. It would bar local governments from coming up with any regulations that are more restrictive than those drawn up by the PSC. Business groups who see wind's economic potential support the plan, and so do environmental groups who see wind as a way to generate power with less air pollution. John Nadler of Calumet County also likes the idea. He says local opposition has kept him from adding wind turbines to his farm.
There has to be something that moves the process along. Even in my own case, whether we were going to build our own, we waited for what the wind energy companies were going to have. Our timetable has been terribly upset from a personal standpoint.
Critics say the trouble is that this plan is moving too quickly, and it ignores any objections by local citizens groups who don't want the massive turbines near their homes. Several of them have banded together at a state level. They hired former State Senator Bob Welch as their lobbyist.
This bill is not a neutral bill. This bill is drafted by a group of people that want something done. They want to build a bunch of wind turbines, and they want to build them in the backyards of the people we represent, and they don't want us messing with them. They don't want things that are messy like local government getting in the way.
The plan got a public hearing in both the Senate and Assembly the past couple days, but the clock is ticking with this legislative session scheduled to adjourn next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.